Well, Turkey Day is right around the corner. It's a big food holiday, and you better do it all properly. We're going to talk about that this morning with Barb Fuller, Nutrition and Wellness Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Barb, how are you today?
I am well, and it is time to start talking turkey.
Definitely. Do you enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday?
I do. It is really a food holiday, but time to spend with family and catch up, and sometimes families don't see each other as often as maybe they should, so it's always the time to have some of those traditions or start a new tradition, and food is a great part of it.
It's a big part of it. We always gather around a table or a countertop or at the kitchen or something like that, but there are a lot of things that we need to be aware of when it comes to food safety. You have a lot of people around, a lot of different types of food items. There are a lot of different issues going on all at the same time. Before we ever get to Turkey Day, though, for a lot of folks, it's picking out that turkey and being prepared ahead of time. So there's some things that we probably should be thinking about before we even go out to purchase the food.
That's right. So turkey is usually the star of the Thanksgiving table, and you have two choices, generally fresh or frozen. So fresh, you really only need to get it a day or two, just like you would any other kind of fresh meat. Not any longer than that, but you still have to have room in your refrigerator, so it depends on how big of a bird you might be buying. The frozen turkey takes quite a while to thaw, so even a 12 to 15 pound turkey takes a good 4 days usually, and if it's going to be like a 20 pound turkey, better think about getting it a week ahead of time, so enough room in the refrigerator to let it slowly thaw. Make sure you have a pan or a tray or something to catch the juices as it drips, because that could contaminate other things in your refrigerator, depends how it's set up. So you need to just think about a little bit ahead of time what you're going to do and where you're going to put it, because you want to make sure that you are, again, handling that safely.
Well, and I think a lot of people do tend to go for the frozen bird. They seem to be a lot more prevalent than the fresh turkeys. So, yeah, it does take a little advanced prep.
It does. And you want to think about a pound per person for an adult. May depend, you know, if you're also having ham or, you know, prime rib or something, or how much people like turkey. But it takes a pretty big turkey because there's a lot of bones in it that you aren't going to eat. And the frozen turkeys, you can buy at any time. In fact, if you have one left over from last Thanksgiving or Christmas that you didn't cook, it's good in the freezer. But you might start having a little quality problem, but it's still safe to use. But you need to think about how you're going to, what you're going to do with it and how long it's going to take to get it thawed out.
Sure. Yeah, we're right now in the period, I suppose, where most folks, they're going to buy a sized turkey that they need to really start thinking about getting out there.
They do. And you know, it's a good time to buy. There's usually some pretty good specials at the local grocery stores this time of the year, just that week or so before Thanksgiving. So take advantage of it. Well, it's a bargain sometimes.
You bet. Well, thawing that turkey, and you mentioned refrigerator thawing, usually kind of the best way to do it. You need to make prep work, make time you have room in that refrigerator. You've got to make sure that you have something to catch those drippings and things too. But what if I don't quite make it? What if Turkey Day rolls around and it just doesn't feel like it might be completely thawed?
Well, you have a couple of choices. You can finish thawing it in cold water, but you need to change that water every 30 minutes. So a big, like a clean dishpan or your sink, as long as, you know, you aren't trying to wash dishes or do anything else. But you got to change that every 30 minutes. And you don't really need to have it thawed. You don't have to have it thawed it out. You can put it solidly frozen, if you get the plastic off of it, into that oven. It's going to take 1.5 times longer. So if you were planning on 4 hours in the oven, it may take 5.5. The giblets are going to be in there. The neck is going to be in there. The giblets are in a paper bag, so it doesn't hurt if it gets cooked in there. And if you really want to get them out and use it, you can try and fish them out, you know, after it's cooked partway. If you're just going to give them to the dog anyway, it doesn't make any difference if you make them in there or not. But you can't stuff a frozen turkey, so you need to think about thawing it. And if the cold water isn't working, you might be able to do it in a microwave. Again, it depends on the size of your turkey. Most microwaves I know aren't big enough to try and get a 20-pound turkey in there to thaw, but maybe a smaller one. But, you know, think about how you're going to do it, the cold water method works, but you got to make sure that you're changing it. And if your kitchen is busy, you know, you're making other things, you want to make sure that that turkey isn't getting other things splashed into it.
Sure. When you say that we need to change that cold water every 30 minutes if we're finishing off the thawing process there in the sink, is that for reasons of, is it for sanitary reasons, or is it for because the water is going to get colder and you want it to thaw out?
Well, actually, the water may warm up, and that's a food safety concern. If it's depending, even if it's cold water, it's still warmer than that cold turkey, and the longer it stands, the warmer it's going to get. So we want to make sure that we're changing it out so that we aren't having any problem with it being too close to room temperature where bacteria love to grow.
Sure. You bet. Yeah, and that's the other part, too, splashing, all that kind of stuff. We probably need to be careful once we do think it's thawed and remove it from all that water.
That's right. Yeah, and you don't need to wash your turkey. You don't need to wash anything, chicken, well, any birds. You're going to cook it thoroughly, so you're going to kill any bacteria. Washing doesn't remove any bacteria, and they just splash it around your kitchen or, you know, on yourself. And you need to think about reducing how you're splashing it. If you brine it, which is pretty popular, a lot of times you do want to wash some of that brine off. But again, anything that's on that turkey could potentially, salmonella is the big one, be splashed on your, you know, countertops or all over your kitchen. If you've had it in the sink, you might, just hot soapy water is great. Wash off your counters. If you feel like you really need to sanitize a little bit, you could use a light bleach solution. About a teaspoon per gallon of water is all you need. And just wipe that on there and air dry. Or any of the kitchen sanitizer wipes, those are actually pretty good. But you need to make sure that you've used some hot soapy water first, and then the sanitizer wipe. So whether it's your sink or your countertop, I know sometimes when I'm getting that bird out of the plastic that it's sealed in, it still splashes and spills every which direction because there's juice inside of it. Even if it's thoroughly thawed, turkeys are just kind of messy sometimes trying to get them ready to get into the oven. Or if you're going to fry it, and if you're frying it, it does need to be thoroughly thawed out. You can't put that frozen turkey in a hot fryer. You would end up on some of those newsreels with burning your garage down. So don't do that.
Let's not do that. No. Well, and cooking the turkey is always, for some folks, it seems they really fret over that type of thing. Should we?
Well, and putting it in the oven is actually pretty easy. Once it's there, you just put it in the oven. The oven baking bag full and the mess is kind of contained and you aren't burning your pans. That's a great way to do it. That's the way I do it, and it actually cuts down some of the cooking time. You want to make sure it's done at 165, but you don't want to overcook it. That's when turkey sometimes gets kind of dry. So making sure it's done, you know, if you feel better that it's 170 or even 180, it's going to be a lot drier. So making sure that it's done, you know, if you like the traditional basting it in an open pan covered with foil, that's fine too. Whatever you like to do, the biggest thing is just getting it done. And that may not take as long as you think. So, you know, you don't need to be up at midnight putting the turkey in the oven. It needs to be in an oven that's at least 325 degrees. So it may only take really about 4 hours, even for a pretty big bird.
Okay. Well, a lot of folks like to take a peek every now and again, maybe baste it or do a little something here or there, put some rub on it or things. Should they just leave it alone?
It's entirely up to you. It's the more you open the oven and in and out, that's going to always decrease the heat in your oven a little bit. But people like to do all kinds of things, and how you get there is entirely what you like to do.
Okay. As long as you're following the main rules, you're in good shape then.
Well, that's right. And so use that food thermometer.
Yes.
And check the temperature.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We talk about this all the time, too. Leftovers are a key thing, too. When we get a lot of folks together, we like to visit. And after we have a big meal, we don't necessarily like to get up and run around the kitchen and clean things up and put things away. But we need to do that.
Especially getting those leftovers into the refrigerator. And you want to think about 2 hours as your window. So, you know, that's enough time to get things on the table and still sit and visit, but maybe not linger too long over that pie and coffee. get things in the refrigerator, put them in small, shallow containers, and don't overstuff your refrigerator. Refrigerators are pretty good at keeping cold stuff cold, but not always taking a lot of hot stuff and getting it cold enough fast enough. So if you have a spare refrigerator out in the garage or the basement or something, divide your hot stuff up so things have a chance to really cool down, but that two-hour window, and then go back and finish your pie and ice cream or Cool Whip or whatever you want on it.
There you go. And I suppose you could leave it outside, too, if the weather's cold enough, but don't want to leave it out there and let the animals come get it.
That's right. If you're really, really sure that something isn't going, so maybe if you do have an enclosed porch or something like that, that might work. But if you're just setting it out on the deck or the patio or something, and who knows whose neighbor's dog or cat or who knows what could come wandering up and take your leftovers from you.
You bet. Well, get it all taken care of in a timely fashion. And if you need to, partition it out and send some home with the friends and family then, too.
That's right. You still need to, you know, make sure that you got it in the refrigerator somewhere cooling first. And those leftovers, you generally need to use them up within 3 or 4 days. If you have leftover turkey, that freezes really well. Probably 3 or 4 months in the freezer, and it starts losing quality. But, again, it's not unsafe. It may just get a little freezer burn, but it isn't really high in fat, so it's not going to get rancid. And everybody likes that turkey maybe the first couple days, but the 12 days of turkey sometimes get a little bit long.
I love turkey sandwiches. It doesn't stand a chance in my house.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good. All right. Well, we hope everyone has a fun and safe Turkey Day and certainly gets enough to eat. That's usually not a problem for us. We hope you have a chance to enjoy with family and friends. And Barb, thank you so much for the helpful tips.
You're always welcome. So everybody enjoy their Thanksgiving Day.